is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hello, hello.
And thank you all for joining. We are going into some weird news topics, and I just want to start with one. I just want to get this one out of the way. You know, I had to share it, but it's kind of sad.
It is.
I feel like weird news can do that to you sometimes, because it's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. All right, so... Sadly, in India, this is a story about a baby that was snatched literally out of its mother's arms by a monkey, which is weird. And sad. It's really tragic. Yeah. So apparently in India, at least in certain areas of India, there is an increasing problem with monkeys. Mm-hmm. So they are like getting, not just like we have raccoons, like get into our trash, you know?
Yeah.
Like not just that, like... People said there are monkeys in, like, hospitals. Like, monkeys just, like, hanging out around all buildings, like, on all the streets.
Yeah.
Monkeys have, like, hands, you know? Yeah. Like, that's new level of concern.
Right.
And obviously, because people are saying this monkey was in search of food, but it snatched a baby.
Yeah.
A 12-day-old baby from its mother's arms.
It's horrible.
So sad. And to make it even worse, this happened inside the mother's home.
Oh my gosh, it went into the house.
It went into its house. It wasn't even like in the street. So the newborn baby was in its mother's arms in their home in the northern city of Agra. Mm. And the animal entered the home, grabbed the child, and then ran out and bit the child several times before dropping it on a neighbor's roof.
Oh my gosh.
And like residents chased after the monkey, like trying to like hit it with like sticks and stuff to like make it like stop.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the baby died of its injuries at a local hospital.
Oh, that is so sad.
Yeah. So people are saying that they're using this as an argument for why the monkeys should be removed from the city.
Yeah.
Because they're saying if the monkey was in search of food, but like according to the mother, and I guess if there are other people who saw it, this is just like the story that came out, is that the monkey went directly for the baby.
Yeah.
Like it didn't even go for anything else in the house.
Mm-mm.
So they're saying like you could make the argument like, oh, it's looking for food, but then it didn't go for like
food.
It went for a baby, which maybe the monkey thought that it was food, which is just terrible. But that's another reason why, like, they should take care of this problem.
Seriously,
and a lot of people are using this and multiple other stories as evidence.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I would cry. You would have to lock me up in one of those padded rooms if something happened to one of my kids.
Right. And, like, also, this is so bizarre.
Yeah. Like, to have a monkey come in your house in general.
Right.
But then to take your baby.
Yeah, that's horrifying. And so apparently the baby's uncle told news reporters that the family is completely heartbroken. The mother is distraught and that he is concerned about the growing problem with monkeys in the area. And there have been multiple like strings of incidences. So Agra, the town where this incident occurred, is the home of the Taj Mahal.
Mm.
And so there are lots of problems around the Taj Mahal. In May, two tourists were attacked when they visited this popular tourist spot, and then a toddler was attacked by monkeys and is still recovering in a hospital. And that happened just like 2 months ago. So
this
it's still recovering.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So how are the monkeys like multiplying so quickly?
I guess monkeys are like raccoons, like they just like adapted to living in city environments. You know, like in a situation where like deforestation would destroy other animals, this like particular type of monkey has survived and thrived. So I guess they're just like doing really well in the city, you know, just taking trash and stuff.
This is crazy. We need to keep our jungles, people.
Yeah, I'm because you have these problems of like animals and humans that should not happen.
No,
it's terrifying.
Yeah. What kind of monkey is it?
I don't actually know. But apparently, I guess they're like small enough to get everywhere because they're in like railroad stations, hospitals, hotels, like roads. And apparently they just like are always looking for food. So they just will like snatch things and attack as well.
That's crazy. They're like the New York rats, except worse.
Yeah.
Because they will attack you.
Yeah.
Rats,
and they're
at
big.
Least will run away.
I mean, rats can be big, but yeah. These are bigger.
Seriously.
And
monkeys,
it's
like,
so terrible.
They're living amongst society right now. Like, why?
Yep.
Why?
Yep. And apparently they're becoming increasingly aggressive, like mostly because they've been displaced from the natural habitat.
Mm-hmm, right.
So some organizations are calling for the monkeys to be sterilized and excluded from the wildlife protection like legislation that could go on. They're saying that these shouldn't count for that because of the hazard they pose to people. What? And it doesn't seem like the monkeys are struggling in this environment. I mean, maybe their psyche is being messed up.
Right, exactly.
But like,
hence
it,
the craziness of
right.
their actions.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like they're dying off.
Right. So I feel like it needs to be like, you know, stray cats, how you're supposed to like get
yeah,
them
like neuter
away.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we do that. I think that should happen.
Yeah.
This is clearly a problem.
It really is. And especially for on an everyday basis, 2 months ago, a toddler just randomly gets attacked like... You would be scared for your children's lives at that point because it's
oh, yeah.
not like they're healthy, completely animals. It's like
no.
we just did a story on rabies mm-hmm. on another episode. I don't know if it was weird news.
It's probably weird news.
Yeah. How people die from rabies because of simple things. It's like these monkeys, you don't know what kind of, you know, infections or whatever
right.
they're carrying and they can pass on to humans or, you know, that we're not protected from. It's just crazy.
Right. They're not like pets, you know,
right.
where you like vaccinate your pets.
Oh my
These
gosh.
Are wild animals.
Exactly.
And I'm sure the problem will just get worse as like cities grow and grow and like grow into wildlife habitats.
Right.
But also like the Taj Mahal is a giant like tourist area. I feel like that would really encourage people to want to take care of this problem.
Right.
Because I don't want to go to a, like an area where if I'm going to get attacked by a monkey.
Exactly. Or
like
your
not even in the forest.
Yeah.
Right.
Cousins,
yeah.
little kids. Really?
Yeah. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. No. That
so I think they should go with the sterilization option because, I mean, it's sad enough that we're taking away their habitat.
It really is.
You know, and now we have to deal with the problem that we created.
Right.
And I feel like we
back
should.
For revenge.
Right. Yeah.
Serious.
And I feel like we should try and, as opposed to like just killing them, like try and like control the population in a way.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Exactly.
That's just, this is really sad.
They're like getting back at us for ruining their homes. So
I know.
Ruin ours.
Yeah, basically. Oh, that's basically what's happening.
Yeah, that's so sad.
So sad. So we're going to go on to another story that is also animal related.
yeah.
This one is pretty funny.
It is.
So I have heard about this before, but I just read about this again. And apparently there is a seafood market in Kuwait that has closed because it was discovered that the staff were putting plastic googly eyes on the fish to make them appear fresher than they actually
yeah.
were.
And it was creepy looking.
Yeah.
It was so weird looking to see that.
It's super strange. And if you see pictures, they're on the internet. It's like if you, from afar, I feel like it would work. But then when yeah. you get up close, like Ariana and I were talking about, like if you picked up the fish to buy it, wouldn't you be like, why is its eye like moving around
exactly.
like that? Like,
exactly.
googly. Why is it doing that?
Right. And if you've seen like a dead fish
mm-hmm.
and then you see googly eyes, okay, you know that googly eyes are like pretty white.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like they're plastic. So it's like, okay, they're a little bit plastic and shiny. But then like dead fish eyes are supposed to be like more dull looking. Because there's no life left. like, but then when you see it, it just looks so creepy that
right.
these big, bright, white eyes are just there.
Right. Because if you get super, super fresh fish, their eyes are, like, pretty bright. But,
yeah.
like I've still, it's like a whole market like that. Like,
right. But they're
I don't
not
know.
Moving around like googly eyes.
Right.
Do.
Yeah, their eyes aren't, like, moving when you move the fish,
right.
you know? Like, oh, it's super
so
weird.
So crazy.
It's super strange. So, needless to say, people were not happy about this.
Yeah.
Customers were not. And apparently, you can see in one of these photos, like, someone took a picture of it. The eye is, like, slipping off of the fish's face.
Oh, my God. It's weird.
And apparently that happened after a customer brought it home.
Oh, God. They took a picture and posted it.
Yeah. So, it's not even, like, at the store. It's like you were home trying to cook it. And then you're just like, what the heck?
Oh my gosh, can you imagine all the ones they sold before?
Right.
Like that had, and you're just eating melted plastic.
Well, also, like, it can't be that fresh, right? Right. Because they're trying to cover up how it's not fresh.
Well, even in some cultures, they eat like every part of the like they eat the fish head and the eyeballs. Oh, yeah,
you try and eat the eye and it's not there.
Yeah.
Or it is there, but
it's plastic.
It's plastic. It's like there's like two like sets of eyes.
Yeah. Oh, it's just bone. Just chew through it. Yeah. It's so gross. No, that's not how it works.
Or if you have like bad eyesight or something, you know, you're just not going to notice.
Seriously, that is ridiculous.
So bad. So the country's Ministry of Commerce has shut down the fishmonger, obviously. And since the news of the shop's closure, apparently a rival fish market has like basically trolled the shop and announced that they only sell fish without cosmetic surgery. Oh, so that's a good marketing ploy.
They are using it to their advantage for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's pretty good.
I would
go there.
Yeah.
I would go to the new shop. That's trolling them. I would not go to their shop.
No.
And at this point, it remains unclear if the other shop will be allowed to reopen.
Oh, gosh.
So they might not ever be coming back.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It really is. It's like doing the most. You did not really have to do that.
Also, think about all those googly eyes. You have to put on a lot of googly eyes.
And to make them look more fresh, then that's just saying, like, how long have those fish been there for real then?
Right.
Because
you're desperate then.
Yeah, exactly. You should have been throwing those fish out. Yeah. They're filled with like some kind of something that'll make you sick even if you cook it.
Can you imagine like when you go to the store in the morning, your boss is like hands you a bag of googly eyes?
I know.
It's like, I just want you to put these out before people come in.
Yeah, no,
like, that's so like, weird.
This is wrong.
Also, I feel like they couldn't stick very well. Like,
yeah,
they had to use other glue for that. So
yeah, glue,
I don't know,
or just like force them in there all awkward. Why would you do that?
It's bad. So take a look at your fish before you buy them.
Please do.
Check out their eyes. If they look a little extra googly, maybe don't go for it.
Yeah, don't.
So they're like doing that like jiggle around sound, you know, sound like a little plastic
or they
in plastic.
Follow you.
Right? Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Just buy fish without the head because then you'll be safe.
That's true. But then maybe you don't know as well if they're fresh.
Yeah, that's true too.
The eyes are gone.
See, pick your battle,
people.
You can't
win. Just go to a trusted fishmonger.
Yeah. There you go.
Again, this is another one of our stories where we end like, just be careful.
Yeah, there you go. Be careful.
Just
guys.
Use your brain, you know, like just check it out before you buy it.
Exactly.
So be careful out there, guys, with your fish.
Oh,
so we're gonna take a break and then we'll come back and talk about some more weird news.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some strange stories. We are moving from Kuwait. We are going to the Netherlands. And it is approaching Christmas time. It's getting festive.
Yes.
You know, like for us in America, we have to wait till after Thanksgiving or else you're just obnoxious.
Right.
But in the Netherlands, they don't have Thanksgiving. So they're going straight into Christmas.
Yeah, they are.
And with the Christmas celebrations comes out some known characters like Saint Nick, you know, but they don't call him Santa Claus in the Netherlands.
No.
What is the name? Oh, Sinterklaas.
Yes.
And I did not know this, but in the Netherlands, Sinterklaas has a helper.
Yes.
That comes out during the holidays. And that is Black Pete.
Yes, it is Black Pete.
Yep.
I agree with Heidi and I say this like, so what's the word, like, not very confidently, just because my dad is Dutch.
Yep.
Just like Heidi's
dad
is Dutch.
Yeah, my dad is Dutch.
And I didn't know if you knew any of this.
I did not. I did not know about Black Pete.
But
maybe that was like swept under the rug, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I actually learned about this a couple of years ago because I used to go to a Dutch store and I seen it. And then I seen it all over social media. And then I had to go and ask my grandma. So in Holland, you would call your grandma, or even like German is mm-hmm. actually, it's Oma and mm-hmm. Opa for grandma and grandpa. And my Oma was telling me about it. And I was like, why would you people do this? But I'll let Heidi tell you about Black Pete real quick.
Yeah.
She's a little helper.
Yeah. okay. So Black Pete is a controversial figure. And he is like the sidekick, like the helper of Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
But some of the reason people are getting upset is because people will dress up as these holiday characters. And a lot of times that means that for like your Christmas parade, someone is basically in blackface.
Yeah.
To represent portray Black Pete. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think like, I don't know all of the deep traditions of mm-hmm. Black Pete, but it kind of sounds like it's an old, like he's Santa's helper and he like goes along with him and helps him as he goes, you know, delivering gifts and things like that. Which like, I get that it's like an old story. So I'm like, okay, like Black Pete, like that's like a part of your culture, like the Dutch culture. So I'm like, all right, that's kind of weird, but okay.
It's yeah.
But then to go where now we have people in blackface in parades to celebrate this
character,
this kind of off, not PC culture anymore character, I feel a little weird about.
Yeah, as well you should, because it is very, I'm going to say it's racist as mess. It is, because yeah. Black Pete, I know the story because I asked my grandma and mm-hmm. She did flat out tell me, she like, my grandma is from the Netherlands. She has her accent isn't as thick as my grandpa's was, mm-hmm. but she flat out said, like, when they say, oh, Black Pete is his helper, he helped deliver the toys, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And then they would say, oh, he's just black because the soot from the chimneys when they go down, like the
Santa
whole
Claus
story.
Isn't
yeah, exactly. And then my grandma was like, no, that was his little slave helper. I was like, grandma, you don't really
classic just, grandma.
But yeah, you know, grandmas, they don't, the older generation, they say what they say and with no remorse. They're just yep. like, it is what it is, like there's nothing you can change about it now. And if you know anything about history, you know that a lot of slavery did start from the Dutch people mm-hmm. and then move on. So it does, I mean, you can sugarcoat it all you want, but blackface is still what it is. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I feel like I like address that part of culture,
yeah.
you know, like, okay, that's a story you had. That's part of like your history and like, all right. But if we're not even going to like acknowledge that and say yeah. outright what's going on and then do blackface.
Yeah.
That's a bit strange, especially because we can't maybe change the story, but
right,
we can
exactly.
change what's going on now.
Right, exactly.
You know?
And that's what I feel like that I see a lot is, you know, they're defending their history. And I fully understand that because I saw this a lot on social media for the past few years on the mm-hmm. holiday season and everything in the comments and people defending their history and their culture, which I understand. But you're denying the fact about what it is, truthfully.
Right.
You're just saying, this is what it is. No, we all know what it is, no matter how you sugarcoat it. So, yes, acknowledge the fact, but you don't have to continue to portray that.
Right.
So, like, have your Santa Claus, or however you guys say it, Klaus?
Sinterklaas?
Sinterklaas. Yeah, that's fine. But you don't have to continue an old tradition that it does not, you know, it's just, you don't have to do that.
Right. Yeah. And I think we're not alone because there is a lot of controversy about this going on
yes.
right now in the holiday season. There have been people who are opponents to the blackface figure and particularly the depictions of Black Pete
right.
Because they're saying, you know, like it promotes racist stereotypes and that, you know, like we're saying, like you don't have to go in blackface.
Right. Exactly.
You know, but then there are defenders of Black Pete who are saying like, oh, he's just a helper and like it's part of the holiday joy. And it's like traditional character, again, kind of things we were trying to say.
Right.
But then according to the press, there has been a lot of police who've been intervening from potential violent situations
mm-hmm.
because there are a lot of parades that are going on, like with Sinterklaas and Black Pete and things like that.
Right.
So there are just some cases where clashes have happened or tried to stop from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So police in Rotterdam tweeted that they made 3 arrests as supporters of Black Pete clash with anti-Pete supporters.
Oh, wow.
And then similarly in the northern city of Leeuwarden, authorities said they prevented 2 groups from getting into a fight. And then in the community of Groningen, police separated two groups of protesters to prevent a confrontation. Mm-hmm. They also said that they had riot police keep activists from both sides of the debate separate as they escorted the city's main railway station, like, parade going on.
Right.
And then the media also reported that soccer fans confronted a smaller group of anti-Piet protesters in the southern city of Eindhoven.
Yeah.
So clearly we're not the only ones with opinions about this.
Right. This is a problem.
It's a problem, and it's causing, if not causing violent clashes, almost causing violence to occur about this protest. And that's not good.
It's not. And I also want to say this, like, when they say Black Pete was a helper and all this stuff, it wasn't like a grown man helper. Like,
yeah,
he was a kid.
Yeah.
So it was a child like helper almost. And I feel like, you know, that's where you get your story, you know, because it does branch off and his little elves and his little helpers like that. We get it. But you don't, you can switch it into a new tradition or a new, you know, something else.
Right. So I guess I'm even like on the conservative side of that, saying like, you don't even have to get rid of the story.
Right.
You don't have to change it. But can we just not have people in blackface?
Right. Exactly.
Like, you maybe have a picture of, you know, Black Pete and kind of be like, yeah,
right,
this was part of our history and it wasn't a great part of our history.
Right.
But it's in the story.
Exactly.
And now we're going to try and make it better by not promoting blackface.
Exactly.
And I don't know if maybe I'm just looking at this through my like eyes as like an American, you know, and sort of like the controversies we have in our country about blackface and depictions like that.
Right.
But I feel like people are clearly agreeing with me because people are clashing over it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it's like Heidi said, it's like you can be proud about your history and talk about your history and your culture. That's fine. But to parade around about it and just like, because you want to say it's like all joyous and happy. And but think back then to somebody who actually wasn't that. Do you think it was really happy and joyous for somebody who was actually Black Pete?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really feel like,
right,
you know, you're not going to ask like old slavery and ask those people, well, did you have a really good time out in those fields? They're probably going to say no.
Yeah.
You know,
Christmas was great, right?
Exactly. So, but it's like here in America, we acknowledge the fact that, yeah, we might have a messed up history.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not like we're parading around like doing the same thing or, you know, poking fun a lot of the time about doing the same thing,
right,
you know, or keeping up with old things that happened, like,
right,
yeah, recognize it, it's fine, that's your history, that's your culture, but you know, you don't have to continue on with it,
right, and continue on like stereotypes or just to say like, oh well, he's not actually black, it's just like soot.
Yeah, no,
like, well, I think you should maybe recognize that. I mean,
right.
What about Santa Claus? He had a whole beard. You're saying that's not so
neat? And his, and
he's wearing white.
Exactly. Exactly. And then it's like, oh well, he was the helper was the one going in and out. Just like, you can recognize the truth in it and that's fine.
Right.
And even if you have, like, my grandma had a little figurine of like Black Pete and Saint Nick or whatever it was called. So, and that's fine if you want to have that up in your house because that's her culture, she recognized it, but it's like, oh, this is what we had, and it's like, okay, cool, but she didn't parade it around in front of us because us being of color,
right, like, that would have been real weird.
Exactly. And then we even had to explain it to my kids because they're pretty dark complexion, you know, and my kids were like, oh, look at one of his helpers is black, and we're like, oh yeah, so about that.
Yeah. Right. But, and I feel like, you know, like, maybe you could be like, okay, like, that was bad. But then, like, the idea of, like I've seen, like, pictures, like, when I was looking at the story. Like, it doesn't look like people are putting soot on them.
No.
Like, they're full-on blackface.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, oh, you know, like, it's just, like, soot. Like,
it's not. Yeah.
It's definitely blackface.
Yeah. And then even if you, like, some of the books will depict it as soot. I will not deny that because I have seen some like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of the books will show it in its all actuality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, yeah, that's not soot.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah. I don't know. It's, you don't have to, if you would just recognize it and then, you know, keep it in your culture, sure, it's like I said, but it's very controversial and it upsets a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. And I just, like, I hope that as we go into the holiday season, people will be safe with however they choose to support whatever side of the Black Pete argument you want to be on.
Right.
Also, his name is Black Pete. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you, it's not Soot Pete.
Right. Yeah. It's not like Chimney Sweep Pete.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not. It's Black Pete.
Yeah. So, I feel like you can't. But I would say the Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, the Prime Minister in the Netherlands, he has appealed for calm on Friday. He said, "I think society agrees on one thing. We grant children the magic of the Sinterklaas party." Which I guess, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Calm is good. That's fine.
Right.
But, all right. Yeah.
That's
a politician's response to this situation.
This is like, we're going to stop there.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about this. So, I wish that everyone, I hope that everyone is safe, and that they are still able to enjoy their holiday.
Seriously, though. Seriously.
Yeah. Still, please enjoy. But we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about weird news.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are moving on to our last country. We are again doing some country hopping.
Yeah, we are.
As we are going to Japan to talk about some weird news. So, earlier this month, apparently 35-year-old Akihiko Kondo got married to Hatsune Miku. Okay. And if you know who Hatsune Miku is, you know that that is a singing hologram that uses a voice synthesizer. Now, I am aware of this character, so when I read this, I was like, do you mean a person named after this character? No, I don't mean that.
Okay.
I mean that a man married the hologram character. So, I will just give some background. Hatsune Miku is a hologram that uses a voice synthesizer, and she performs to sold-out shows, so...
That's weird.
It's weird. She's part of what are known as the Vocaloids, and there are a couple different performers like this. She's sometimes also referred to as Miku Hatsune, and she is a software that is like a voice bank, and it was developed by Krypton Future Media.
Okay.
And the character is a 16-year-old girl with long turquoise like pigtails, basically. And
Oh no, she's 16.
I know. That's another thing I wanted to like. Okay. That's another thing I talked about, and it's there's so many things about this. I saw that too.
I was like, wait, what?
I know. She uses the Yamaha Corporation's Vocaloid 2, Vocaloid 3, and Vocaloid 4 to sing synthesized and she sings with synthesized technology.
Okay.
She also uses the Krypton Futures media, their Pia Pro Studio, which is a singing synthesizer, and she was the second Vocaloid sold using the Vocaloid 2 engine. Her voice is modeled after the Japanese voice actress Saki Fujita.
Okay.
And she's been marketed a lot, so okay. She's in like toys and everything.
She's in toys?
Yeah, like toys. Actually, the man, Kondo, he has like a little, you can have a little house hologram, which kind of looks like a snow globe. Uh-huh. And in like the glass part is like a little hologram. And when she goes on stage, to perform, and it's all like an animated projection. It's like a rear cast projection onto a glass coated screen.
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions right now.
Okay, go ahead.
One being, okay, so was this ever a real person? Like, did it start as a real person?
It's based off of someone's voice, but okay. It also uses a lot of synthesizers.
Okay, so they just made this hologram look
like however they
she's
wanted. An anime character.
Oh, okay.
So she looks, I mean, she kind of looks human too. It kind of depends on what depiction you see of her.
Okay.
She looked kind of human, but she also is kind of like anime style.
Okay, so somebody just drew her up.
Yes.
Okay. Because I didn't know if it was like a... she's 16. We coming back to that.
Yeah.
Why would they let this 35... I know it's not real, people. Okay. I get that. But for him to want to marry a 16-year-old... First of all, hologram. But then 16-year-old girl hologram.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what is wrong with... There's so many things wrong with of that right now.
I know. And I think about this... Okay, we have talked about things similar to this. We talked about a woman who apparently is marrying a ghost.
The ghost, yep. Mm-hmm.
And also I know there's a woman in Paris who married the Eiffel Tower. And I think all those things are weird.
Yeah.
I mean, hate me if you want, but I think they're weird.
They are weird.
Also, that's not consent. The other thing can't agree.
Exactly.
You know? There's right. So many like things that I feel like now I'm like, that's wrong. And it I really... agree, 16. I would say from the images that I've seen, she doesn't really look 16.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times anime and like characters, they don't really look super young. Unless right. they're like kids. You know, like I feel like mm-hmm. she kind of looks like an indeterminate age female, okay. like older,
right?
You know,
but I feel like he would have had to, because it's based off of somebody's voice. Is he just marrying the hologram image, or is it the voice that comes along with the two? Because I think if it's the voice, then he would have to get permission from oh girl whose voice it is.
Yeah, so I think. So I feel like if you listen to her sing, mm-hmm. it's very much, you can tell it's synthesized,
right? Okay,
so there's a little bit of like. Someone's voice, but it's very synthesized. It's not just right. that like, person. It's not like a right. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like that, but I would say almost even less of like the T-Pain, okay. like a little more of the synthesizer. But like, it, apparently he's not the first person to do this.
Wait, so she has multiple husbands?
Yeah, she does. And when he specifically had his marriage ceremony, he married a toy. But he said, "I'm marrying Hatsune Miku." But in the ceremony, she was represented by a toy, like a plush
like
toy.
Like an action figure kind of figure.
Like a stuffed animal toy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wait. Like, so it didn't even look like her.
It kind of did. Oh, okay. You know, like the style of anime drawing, like chibi?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was kind of like that, sort of.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And apparently his family does not approve of the marriage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is not surprising. His mother said that it wasn't something to celebrate. And no. I believe his family is hoping that he will marry an actual girl. And the cost of the wedding was $18,000.
Oh, my gosh. You could have went to the courthouse for $50, sir.
Yeah. Okay. There were 40 guests his family did not attend. And because she is a virtual creation, she wasn't technically there either. Hatsune Miku wasn't technically there either.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that stands. It's not legal. It's not actually a legal marriage.
Okay.
But apparently the company has issued more than 3,700 marriage certificates to people who want to marry the hologram. But I guess they're not legal marriage certificates. But
right.
Like, so really she has married... I mean, if you really want to think about it this way, she's married multiple people.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like the, you know, polygamist of a polygamist.
Yeah. Yeah. 3,000. That's crazy.
That. Yeah. So I hope you know you share your wife
yeah.
or character or whatever with a bunch of other people.
Right. And also, according to Kondo, he said that he has never cheated on her.
Okay.
He will always be in love with her, and that he thinks about her every day. But he doesn't really live with her either, except yeah. as I mentioned, the hologram that's like in like a little glass thing. It's a $2,800 desktop device, and it's in his home. Uh-huh. So like when he goes home, he can see it. And like it's kind of interesting. The hologram will kind of, it's like a program. Like it'll talk back to you.
Okay.
You know?
Like a smart home would. Like,
kind of. Oh, yeah. Hi, how are you? Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like that. But again, it's like just a program, so it's not really his.
Yeah.
You know, like she would say the same thing to anyone.
Exactly. You're not special.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But the other thing that's interesting about this is Kondo said he's in love with the whole concept of Hatsune Miku, and he got married to the Miko that is in his house. But to me, that's kind of like the one that is in his head.
Yeah.
You know, like he likes the concept of her. Like she's not a real person, but like the character, you know, like the attributes of the character.
Yeah. The concept is she's a 16-year-old girl, you weirdo.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what is weird to think about, too. Because it's like, well, if you like the concept, then you know yeah. she's a teenager.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't even know how old the creation is, so.
Yeah. That's still so weird. Okay, so the people who give out the marriage certificates?
Yeah, it's the company.
Oh, the company?
Yeah.
Do they get paid for this?
I don't know.
Because I feel like if you're getting married, I mean, and they say, you know, we want some kind of like okay for it.
You probably have to pay them. Yeah. I guess like any marriage license, you'd probably have to pay for it.
Right, exactly. Oh, I would be charging people.
I mean, that's so wrong, though. You're like charging off of
a 16-year-old figure.
Right. And you're also charging off of like people's like sort of broken hearts. Yeah. You know, like their loneliness kind of.
There really is. But then it's I feel like it's more to that because it's not just their loneliness. I mean, it might be an amazing character, but she's 16. I'm sorry. I can't get past that. I'm like, I know she's not real.
I knew as soon as I put that in, I knew that that was going to be an issue.
I'm like, what? I have a daughter. She's 10. And I'm just all like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's also like, it's just weird to think that you're in love with the idea. Well, it's not weird to think that you're in love with the idea of someone because people mm-hmm. do that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
People fall in love with the idea of people all the time. Mm-hmm. But he actually went through with it. A company let him go through with it.
Yeah.
And then he has other representations of her.
Right.
And I can't get over. I'm like, man, what those toys have seen. It's weird. Like, stuff is supplementing the body of a person and the presence of someone, and you're in love with the idea
right.
of someone who's not real.
Exactly. And I feel bad taking it here, but I'm going to have to because okay. I know a lot of kids like to imitate what they like.
Yeah.
And like my daughter, for a perfect example, she, for Halloween, she was Uma from The Descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see like a kid in, you know, dressed up as this, what's
character.
It called? Yeah. Like, how would he react to that? That it just brings like so many scary scenarios for what could possibly happen. I'm sure, like, I don't even know, like, if he has it in his head, like, he has the idea, and if he sees an actual, you know, person yeah. like that, I don't know. It just scares me.
It's weird to think about. I think, at least for this person in this story that I read about, he sounds pretty earnest. Like, because he said he's married to the one in his home.
Okay.
So it kind of sounds like his Miku is the one that's in his house,
mm-hmm.
and that's the one that he's married to. Because he did say in the interview, he said, like, two-dimensional characters can't cheat, age, or die, and I'm not seeking those in a real woman because it's impossible. So it kind of sounds like he is in love with that particular, like, not necessarily even a real person dressed like the character, but yeah. like the whole idea of a character, which is weirder to me almost.
Yeah.
That
is weird.
Yeah.
Because then it just sounds like you have a lot of things going on in your head right now,
yeah.
sir. And I don't want to, they're not positive.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, don't want to like bag on Japan.
Right.
Because I'm not like, I'm sure this happens everywhere. You know, like we mentioned, like the woman who married the ghost and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like the woman who married the Eiffel Tower. I will say though, 3,700 is a lot of marriage certificates of a lot of people who are marrying your character.
Exactly.
It's a little strange.
Yeah. And the same idea. I mean, I'm sure they have the same thoughts that you do. Like, they want to make... I mean, they're probably different because, you know, she's 16, so might have other ideas. But I was just saying, like, that's just creepy. Why would you want to do that? Come on, Japan. You can do better.
I mean, neither of us will ever really understand why.
I will never.
But, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's a weird news story for you guys.
Really,
if you disagree with us, you can let us know in comments on any of the ways you can see our podcast. But thank you so much for listening, and tune into our next weird news episode.